Hello and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. My name's Delaney.
And I'm Maya. For today's episode, happy 20th birthday, Delaney. It goes down in the DM.
It go down in the DM. Thank you. Yes, today is my birthday. I was born February 17th, 2001, 12:23 a.m. at Kennistone Hospital, Marietta, Georgia. So if you want to look up my chart, you can.
That is crazy. 20 years old.
Can I tell a story that's kind of cray-cray, but, like, describes me of the night I was born?
Yeah,
so basically, when my mom was, like, going into labor, she was with my grandma, and they were grocery shopping, and her water broke in the grocery store. But my grandma was like, no, I'm not done looking.
Yeah.
So she had to continue grocery shopping. And my mom said there was just water all over the floor, like, everywhere she walked. And then when my grandma was done, she, like, made my mom sit on magazines so she wouldn't get her car wet. And then so they get to the hospital, and there's a tornado.
Oh, my God.
And it knocked out the power of the hospital. So my mom had to sit in the basement for, like, hours. And that's why I was born at midnight.
Oh, my God.
She had to wait for the power to come back on and, like, wait for the tornado to go by.
Oh, my God. But yeah, that's actually, like, an insane story. No, that is cray-cray.
Yeah. Isn't that, like, what a boom. Like, what a way to come in the world. Like, just inconveniencing, like, everyone.
My daughter, Delaney, here she is. Yeah. In a tornado.
And here I was, 12:23. And my whole life, she told me I was born at 12:01. Mm-hmm. And then I found my birth certificate when I was, like, 16. Uh-huh. And I was like, what the heck? This is not 12:01. Like, why would you lie?
I'm really nervous of that because I've never seen my birth certificate. I just trust what my mom says.
Oh.
And my mom is always like, I obviously know what time you're born. Like, I'm your mother. I gave birth to you. But, like, there is a chance she might be, like, a slight minute off. Yeah. And that would change my whole chart.
Does it go by the minutes?
Yes, it does. I think literally every single thing matters because remember I had sent you the wrong chart and I just put in the wrong, like, last number. Yeah. And it was a completely different chart. So I think it does matter. Dang.
Well, let's just pretend that we know that we're sure and positive.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Whatever. That's crazy. Well, what are you looking forward to most about being 20?
Do you
have any goals for your 20s? Like, oh my God, your 20s?
I mean, my whole 20s. I mean, hopefully I can, like, I plan to, like, get married and have a baby.
In your 20s?
Obviously, first, like, graduate college. That's, like, my biggest goal of my early 20s.
Oh, my God. So you want that in this next 10 years of your life?
Yeah, like, I've kind of, like, told myself that I'll be 28 when I have a kid. And obviously, I want to be married before that, so.
Yeah. No, it's just crazy because I think 28 feels like a long time from now.
It's not.
But then when you say, like, oh, I'm in my 20s.
Yeah.
Like, and then you say, in my 20s, I want to get married and have a kid. Like, what the?
Yeah. Well, we have to, like, also take into consideration, like, that's the same difference as if you were 10 and 18. Like, so much can happen in those years. So it's, like, it's really not that far off to, like, say, like, I want to have a kid when I'm 28.
I get it. But
that's
guys,
crazy, though. That's crazy that I can, like, fit that in one sentence. Like, in
my 20s. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's weird.
And I feel like my voice is deeper. I feel like I'm a brand new woman.
By the time this goes up, I will have already posted on Instagram.
I'm excited to see.
Wait. No, I don't want to spoil it. I'm not going to. Okay.
People can't surprise me ever.
No, yeah, I want to surprise you, but I don't want to post this and then, like, you're like, why would you do this? Like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen ever. Because it kind of is really stupid.
I would never say that.
No, but it's kind of stupid. Like, it kind of is.
Isn't, like, that one TikTok? Bit... Like, I found
this. No. It's not a TikTok. Good. It's like a picture.
Okay.
But, like, I've tampered with the picture.
Okay. It's all right. Just do what you want to do. I'm not going to be like...
I think I'm going to redo it today, though, because I feel like the first one I made is, like... kind of looks stupid, so I'm gonna remake it.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
And like people listening, like, go on my Instagram, and like, yeah, go tell me if it looks stupid or not. Oh my god.
They comment,
are you posting
like,
for your birthday? Well, I
don't know. I don't, I was, okay, so in my head, I wanted to do, like, a little, like, PixArt, like, cool, like, Y2K picture.
Yeah.
And so, I took some pictures, and I started doing it, and it just took so long to cut out, like, the picture. And then, yeah, I realized I never edited the picture, so it was, like, it didn't look good with the background, because, yeah, I didn't, like, put a filter on it to make it, like, match the background.
Okay.
And so I was like, I just spent 15 minutes freaking cutting out this picture to make it perfect to go in the background, yeah, and I didn't edit it. So I was like, yeah, scratch it. I'm not doing that. So, okay, hopefully if I can get a cute picture on my birthday, then.
Well, tell me what time you're going to post it, because I'm doing an in feed and what I don't want to. Like, I'm not on my story. Like, I'm doing a full on Instagram post.
Oh my God. I probably won't post it till the night.
Okay.
Like, I'll probably be pictures of me at dinner.
Okay, cute. Perfect. Delaney, I've been planning this since like last July.
Okay, for your birthday, I planned out something much more grander than what I did.
Uh-huh.
And then I just realized, like, what did I think I would be capable of? Like, like, I was planning to do like this like cool montage, like movie thing. And I, yeah, like downloaded apps for that. And then I couldn't do it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do a video collage.
I really liked it though. No one ever does that for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, all my birthdays literally sucked from, same, like, I mean, no, I'd say my, no, I feel bad saying my 18th birthday sucked because like I went to an Ariana Grande concert. I had a tattoo,
yeah,
but like, mm-hmm, I guess the like idea of my 18th birthday wasn't as, yeah, grand as like I had in my head, and then my 17th, same, birthday was like literally like the worst birthday of my entire life,
same,
and then my 19th was really good. Like, my family said let's go to Disney, and, yeah, we hopped on a plane and went, and,
aww,
oh my god, I turned my, oh, it's recording, I accidentally turned, okay, my phone off. And then like,
no,
Delaine had that nice
pain
post, yeah, I was like, you, yeah, know, like, this is, like, probably the best birthday I've had in a long time, so.
Yeah. That's good. I remember my 17th birthday, which is my golden birthday. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, me and, like, my best friends from home all have birthdays in the same week. So we, mm-hmm, usually would have something together or, like, at the same, yeah, time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had planned for our 17th birthday to go to New York. And it was, like, mm-hmm, a plan for real. And then as it got closer, it just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But then my parents went to New York and they didn't bring me. I don't really know why. So I like went to my friend's birthday, whose birthday is the 19th. And mm-hmm, she just had the birthday like on my actual birthday.
Oh,
and
actually,
it wasn't. Yeah, but like she like felt bad. Like, they sang happy birthday to me. Like, I think her mom like got a cake for me, or I don't know, something like that. They included me, but it was like, this isn't my birthday.
No, yeah,
party.
It's still like, you're not yours. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. And also, literally no one posted for my birthday that year.
Really?
And like, that doesn't mean anything. But like, I was like, okay.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I saw all my friends in person, though. So, like, it was, like,
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've kind of decided I'm over birthday posts. Like, I don't post on, yeah, my story. Like, mm-hmm, if you post a picture and it's your birthday, like, I'm not,
yeah,
sharing it. I'm sorry. On my story and saying happy birthday if I don't know you.
No,
like,
exactly.
I'm going to text you, but I'm not putting it on my story.
Yeah.
And, like, I've decided you're the only person I'm posting, and it's going, mm-hmm, on my page. It's not going to be a story. And I feel like
that?
It's going to make some people mad.
I mean,
that I'm not doing it for
stay
them.
Mad. I mean.
But I don't know. I just feel like at some point, like, just stop.
Yeah.
And Instagram is, like, taking away that feature. So it's not going to matter
feature?
In a couple months anyway. Some people already got, like, a tester. You can't, mm-hmm, share in feed posts to your stories anymore. They're, like, testing it out.
Because
they want people to post videos and reels. Because that, you know, it's like a TikTok. And people,
yeah,
are really big on that app. So I read that they're, like, changing the beta. And they're, like, doing a testing with it now for people. where you just can't share pictures anymore. You can only like take a picture or like post a poll or like a video or something, but yeah, you can't share anymore.
See, I have a love-hate relationship with Instagram. Like, I post on my story a lot. I don't really post on my feed that much anymore. Mm-hmm. Just because I just want it to be, like natural and, like just normal. Like, how it used to be. I remember when I was, like, in middle school, I would just post a picture of a soda can and be like, love this soda. Like, okay? No one cares, but I wanted to post it, and I didn't really care about the likes.
Yeah.
But I just want to go back to that. And I'm not going to post unless I feel that way about the picture. Like, is this genuinely something that I like, or am I just trying to fit an aesthetic of Instagram or get attention?
Yeah. But no, I agree.
That's why I was like, I don't really want to post. Like, if I post on my birthday, it's just because I like a picture that day that I took.
Yeah.
But, and then when I was making a picture, I was like, why? Like, why are you making this picture? Like, you're spending all this time on one picture. And what if you don't even like it? Are you still going to post it?
Yeah.
So, that's why.
And, like, low-key, I think, like, the underlying reason of posting, like, on birthdays is because everyone can comment. Everyone can
happy birthday.
And tell you happy birthday. Yeah. And I'd be like, I don't even really care if you tell me happy birthday or not. Like, the people who know it's my birthday will text me. Tell, and if you don't know, then it's fine. Like, it's not that big of a deal. That's crazy. Like, I think about, like, this whole entire past, like, month for us compared to last year.
Yeah.
But we, not even just what we were doing, because, like, that was terrible, but just, like, our mindset and, like, how we acted, how we talked to each other, like, I don't know. Not that me were, like, mean to each other. I just mean, like, our conversations weren't how they are now. Yeah, exactly. Who we talked to. I don't know. I feel like we're always talking about how, like, different and, like, how much change has happened. But, like, I really think that, like, guys, I don't know if we've mentioned this, and we're not telling you where we're going, but, like, Delaney and I planned a trip together. Like, the best trip that we're probably, ever going to go
on. Literally the trip of our, not the best trip we're ever going to go on, but, like.
Well, for this period of our life.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Since we've known each other. There we go.
Honestly, is there a place better that we can go? Like, I don't know. I feel like it's, like, the.
I think for where we're at right now, no.
That's great. And I don't want to say too much, and I don't want to feel like I'm bragging. I'm just so excited. But, like, I'm, like, this, I never would have saw myself, like, planning this trip. Like,
I know.
Even a month ago. Oh, actually, we did plan it a month ago. But, like.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just mean, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like us last year, we would have never, I don't think we would have been, like, yeah, let's do it. Like, it would have been more like,
no, it would have been like,
we have to go to, like, Miami. Like, we have to go where, you know what I mean? For our spring break. I don't know. Part of me is, like, so excited. And I want to talk about it, like, all day, every day.
Yeah.
But then the other part of me is, like, okay, at least, okay, podcast, I feel a little different. Because I feel like only people that actually, like, want to listen and actually, like, care are listening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like on my YouTube channel, like, anyone can get to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I just say I'm going on a trip with no preference, I don't think it's a word. With no, like, nothing.
Yeah.
No explanation. People are literally going to, like, rip me a new butthole. So,
yeah.
Like, I haven't mentioned anything. And I'm going to make it, like, its whole thing where, like, I do, like, a sit-down hall / where I'm going.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, like, say what's happening. But, like, I don't know. Like, I just want to talk about it. And I don't want to have to feel like I'm being, like, judged by everyone. Like, obviously, I understand we're in COVID. Like, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we wouldn't be doing this if, on some level, we didn't feel safe or know that we're not putting in the right protocol. Like, we're literally doing everything you have to do. So,
and, like, I don't know. I know, like, I sometimes in my head, I'm like, what is the excuse for traveling during COVID?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Like, there's two sides. Like, I don't want to be ignorant because I know how hard this has been on everyone and how some people, I don't know. Let's not talk about it because I don't want my words to get misconstrued, but.
Yeah. No, I agree. It makes me like sometimes I sit and I'm like, is what I'm doing, like, really bad? Like, really selfish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because not just to this trip, like, I think I've traveled 3 times during this, and I'm going now 5 in March. So I'm like, I don't know. I think about it too. I'm like, I'm such a bad person. Yeah. Like, what am I doing? But then, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we just, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, how's school been? You know, midterms are coming up.
Yeah, and I completely forgot about them because I work. And I was, like, looking at my hours, and they, like, gave me a lot of hours. And it's like, oh, it's midterm week. Luckily, midterms are during class, so it's like, if they are, like, if they're not, they're open.
I don't even feel like I'm in a place to take midterms, though.
Didn't we just start school? I don't
think I've learned enough yet. Yeah, we did. Like, not even a month ago.
Is this how it is at school, though? We didn't really know because we left in the middle of spring semester, so this is, like, our first, like, spring semester.
Our fall freshman year, didn't we take them like
October,
end of September, October, like right before homecoming?
I don't remember. I feel like I've never taken like a
real one.
Formal midterm. Like it's always like a project or so. I don't really know like what's considered a midterm.
Yeah. I don't know. I was looking at my calendar and I was like, oh my God, like I have a midterm next Friday. I have a midterm due like the same week we're leaving on our trip. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is so annoying. Like I hate school.
I have a project due today that I completely forgot about. And so I'm like trying to like speed do it because I have work later. Mm-hmm. But I have no drive. Like I'm looking at the stuff that I'm like projecting over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't even know what any of this stuff means. Like, I just don't care. Like, school's taken... My education has taken a toll, definitely, this year.
Yeah.
This whole year.
Yeah. I mean, I was just telling my parents this the other day. Like, the only reason I'm, like, thankful to have been online is because, mm-hmm. like, after this semester, I will have gotten all my gen eds out the way.
Yeah.
So then in person, like, I'm literally only taking classes that I want to take. And, like, when you look at my schedule, the classes that, like, I'm actually engaged in and, like, paying attention to are my major classes, which I'm taking, three this semester. But I'm, like, the rest of them, I don't see a point in them. But, like, I can't get a degree without them. But they don't really, they're not adding anything to my knowledge of film, which is what overarching my thing will be about. Like, so I don't know. I'm just grateful to have been over with them.
Yeah. That's what I'm, because I don't have to take that many general education classes, literally just like English and math and a science. But I don't want to take those classes online. Like, I won't learn. I mean, I did take like all my English and math, but like a science class, I don't want to take online. So I'm taking like another like just random BS class. And then my major classes, I don't want to take online either because it's hard to have like a political discourse over Zoom when no one has their camera on. Like, I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
But that's school for me. I'm not a big fan of online school.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a big fan either because I think I feel so, like, drained after it.
Yeah.
And I think, again, I was saying this to someone. I think I said it to my camera. The good parts of college have been taken away because of COVID. And I never want to say that, like, I didn't care about my classes freshman year, but they weren't the most important thing in my life because of everything else I was enjoying so much that classes just, like, meshed into the middle of it. Like, it wasn't the top priority, but it also wasn't something I never did.
Yeah.
It just meshed into the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And, like, now it's the only priority. It's the only thing I really have to do. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just, like, nothing's fun. It's not like I get out of class and I see you and you're like, let's go eat. And
no, whatever. Literally, or, like, just seeing anyone, like, just walking to a class.
Yeah.
Like, or not even seeing anyone, just walking to class. Yeah. Like, we literally sit
Let's go in walk a chair around the yard. All day. Like, literally, you can't do any of that.
You can't go back to your dorm and take a little nap.
Yeah.
I feel like we talk about school at every pod. But like,
I think I was just listening to another podcast and they were saying that they think this is such a hard time for everyone because our identities are wrapped up in it. And I'm like, true. Our identities are school. When you talk to someone, you say, I go to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's, like, the first thing you say. Or, like,
yeah.
I am a blah, 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 like, your job.
I'm a sophomore, yeah, whatever.
So, like, yeah, so, like, our identity being wrapped up in what's mm-hmm. taken away is, yeah. like, really terrible. Because, like, what else do we have to talk about? School's, like, the biggest,
literally,
should be the most important thing to us right now.
You look forward to college your whole life, and then
yeah.
when you get there, it gets snatched away. And we're the only generation mm-hmm. that, like, really had that.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, I mean, in the 1920s, that's different. Like, not everyone went to college.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, not everyone goes to college, but everyone goes to college. Like, that's, like,
standard. And you literally dream of it. Like...
Yeah, exactly.
My entire junior and senior year was worked up in order to get into college. Like,
and then you don't
literally
even get to
and now
go
I
to
can't
college.
Even exactly. Like,
so
I don't know. It's just so sad every time I actually like think about it. But I do really have hope that we will be back. I do mm-hmm. think we will. And like maybe I just trust TikTok too much, but like I follow some TikTok scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And they've told me that they think the world is going to be back to normal or at least semi-normal by the fall, by like August. They said if everyone gets a vaccine, like if they make it a mandate.
Because
I think they said that yesterday Biden was able to secure like buy enough vaccines for like everyone or something like that.
Okay.
Or everyone who has to take it. I guess like little kids don't have to take it right now.
Yeah.
But they said if everyone gets it, by I think they were saying like June that we should be able mm-hmm. to live our lives again in August, September.
Yeah.
So like I hope that doesn't cut it too close that our president is like, sorry, too close, can't come. Or
I think for selfish reasons he would open up campus, even mm-hmm. with or without the vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like for financial reasons. No, yeah. I don't really care. Like I don't really care what it takes to get back. I just wanna be back.
Yeah,
like because I know
I
I'm gonna
have,
be
like,
careful.
Two classes on campus,
exactly,
and another one online. But I think it'll be easier to deal with, and mm-hmm. Like, or just like being outside again and feeling comfortable.
Yeah,
because I've like grown, and again, I was talking to my parents. I've grown to have a paranoia to like outside,
mm-hmm.
and I've had a little bit of anxiety, but nothing like I have now.
Yeah,
and it. And, like, when I told my parents about it, they were like, no, that's actually happened to people because they've been in their house too long.
Yeah.
They don't go outside enough, so now they're freaked out by people. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, my God. So now I'm going to have to, like, fix this because I can't be like this forever. And I was like, you know, like, around certain people, I feel safe and fine and I feel okay going mm-hmm. out. But just alone, like, I don't feel comfortable. And that's not good. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need this to end so I can get back to confidence.
Exactly. I wouldn't say I'm afraid of being outside, but I definitely would never be in large gatherings. And I do feel myself getting more, like, anxious when I'm, like, accidentally in, like, a big... Because I work at Target, and Target gets busy really fast. And, like, when it's busy, I don't know, I feel myself, like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it's, like... Even though everyone's wearing a mask, like, mm-hmm. it's mandated here in Virginia to wear a mask. Obviously, you have, like, some people who are stupid and don't wear a mask. But, like, the vast majority of people are wearing a mask. And, like, everyone's being safe and cautious. But still, it's just, like, so many people around. You're like, I don't know what to do. Like, Maybe I've always been like that. I just never noticed until now. Until I've given a reason to look.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. I feel like it's just such a weird time, and I'm just waiting for it to, like, come to a close so that, I don't know. I feel like so much has changed, so much good has happened, but so much bad has happened at the same time, and now it's like, all right, now let's make it all worth it.
Yeah. No, literally. Literally, let's make it all worth it.
Oh.
But, yeah.
But yes, guys, Delaney has turned 20.
I'm 20. God bless, he's 20-somethings.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You can relate to that song now.
I don't... That's kind of scary, though. That's, like, a sadder song, but...
Yeah. But I don't know.
It's cute.
It's fun. And we are going on a trip. Yay. And we really want to go back to school.
Yeah.
That's the analysis of this episode.
I hope you guys enjoy. Don't forget to... I was going to say like and subscribe, but that is not this. Don't forget to share this with a friend and also rate us on Apple Podcasts so we can, you know, be shared to other people, not just the people you know, but
we'd appreciate it. I have like the worst cough right now in my throat and I like can't talk, but I don't want to cough because I don't want to like hurt your guys' ear because I'm like screaming in the microphone.
So I'm like, sorry, I sound weird. So I keep
This is my first time talking today. Same for Delaney. No, literally. So like, I don't know.
It's like 10 a.m. Well, but
if you listen to this point, guys, go wish Delaney a happy birthday.
Oh my gosh, go. Thank you guys so much.
Tell her, I hope your 20s are the best part of your life. Well, up until this point.
Oh my god, thank you.
And yeah, wish her a happy B-day. Okay, guys.
Bye. Love you all.